If you arrived just now, allow me to welcome you once again to the 2009 CCCS Missions Conference.
如果您刚刚到的话，请允许我欢迎你来参加美德教会2009年的宣道年会。
It is now my privilege and honor to introduce to you our plenary speaker for the Missions Conference.
今天我很荣幸介绍我们的讲员。
The Reverend Dr. Paul C. Wang is a native of the Philippines.
黄建熙博士出生在菲律宾。
He studied physics at the University of the Philippines.
他在菲律宾大学曾经攻读物理。
And later received the call of God to shepherd God's flock.
后来听到神的呼召去牧养神的羊。
Pastor Paul told me that the famous missionary to Africa, Dr. David Livingstone, served as an inspiration for him in the early days.
黄牧师告诉我说，在非洲的宣教士李文斯顿是他的一个榜样。
A graduate of Grace Theological Seminary and Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, Dr. Wang has been a pastor for over 35 years.
他在印第安纳州的恩典神学院获得道学硕士。
And he has been a pastor for over 35 years.
他已经做了30多年的牧师。
Incidentally, Pastor Wang has served for a period of time as a youth pastor in San Francisco under our advisory pastor, the Reverend Dr. Peter Yang.
很凑巧的，王牧师曾经在我们的顾问牧师的原来在旧金山的一个教会里面做过年轻的牧师。
Pastor Paul Wang is currently the Vice Principal of the Canadian Chinese School of Theology at Tyndale Seminary.
现在王博士是在加拿大的一个神学院当副院长。
He and his wife Lillian, who is present with us, have three grown children and three grandchildren.
他的太太、师母 Lillian
有在我们的三个孩子，三个外孙女。 Okay, alright. Pastor Wang and Mrs. Wang make their home in Toronto, Canada.
王牧师的师母，他们家是在加拿大的多伦多。
Pastor Wang will address us tonight on the topic of missions begins at home.
他今天晚上的题目是宣教从我家至我家。
Which also happens to be the theme of this missions conference.
这也是我们宣道年会的主题。
Now, without further ado, please join with me in welcoming the Reverend Dr. Paul Wang.
请大家欢迎王博士。
Wow, Ian, I really admire your language skill.
我很钦佩Ian的这个语言的天分。
English, Mandarin, Cantonese.
又会国语、粤语、英语。
I can only master English and Mandarin only.
我只能讲英语和普通话。
Although my wife is Cantonese, I cannot speak Cantonese.
尽管我的 师母是广东人，但是我不会讲广东。
I tried to learn Cantonese, but people laugh at me.
当我讲广东话的时候，大家都笑我。
I tell you, one time I went to in Richmond, so-called Richmond, China, to buy sao ya.
有一次我在一个就是 Richmond 的唐人街去买烧鸭。
The person that across the counter, which I come to know him because I bought roasted duck many times from him.
在柜台对面的售货员，我很熟悉他，因为曾经很多次跟他。
I thought he was greeting me, and he asked, do you want Sun Mui Jiang?
我以为他在招呼我的，其实他在问我，他说你要不要酸梅酱？酸梅酱是不是？
Is that how you pronounce it? Okay, you see, my Cantonese is very bad.
广东话是熏梅酱。
Oh, pretty good. And I thought he was greeting me or asking me in Mandarin.
我以为他是用国语来问我。
I thought he was asking 师母在哪里。
I thought he asked, where's the Mrs. Wang?
And so he asked, do you want 酸梅酱? 我说, in the car.
他说你要酸梅酱在哪里，他说在车里面。
On behalf of Canadian Chinese School of Theology, 加拿大华人神学院, I bring you greetings.
从那个我所侍奉的神学里面给大家问安。
I come here, although this is my first time to be in your church, but I don't feel like a stranger.
尽管我是第一次来到这个贵教会，但不觉得是陌生人。
Well, because last year I met your pastor Ian in New York City.
因为去年我在纽约市跟Ian有碰面。
And your committee members like Fardy and Ming communicate with me through numerous email.
你们的宣道组的成员Fardy和Ming曾经多次跟我有交通。
On top of that, your consulting pastor, Reverend Peter Yang, used to be my pastor.
另外，你们的顾问牧师曾经是我的牧师。
And of course, he was our mentor for many, many years.
自然的，他是我过去是我的一个导师。
Furthermore, where's Angel? Where are you? Angel? Okay, Angel is there. All right. Her husband, Timothy, is one of our students in the seminary.
Angel的先生是我的神学院的一个学生。
And tonight, of course, I have to bring my wife over. And thank you for your generosity and graciousness to allow her to come with me.
今天当然我自然将师母也一起带来，也谢谢贵教会将她一起邀请。
As Pastor Ian mentioned, that we both study physics when we're undergrad.
就像Ian刚刚提到，我们原来是学物理的。
But later on, she switched to math.
那后来呢，她转成学数学。
Do you know why she switched to math?
你知道她干嘛要学数学？
Huh? Because she was trying to figure me out.
因为她想要揣摩看我是怎么样的。
Very good, 揣摩。 Do you know why I major in physics?
你知道我干嘛要学物理？
Because I was trying to set her heart in motion toward me.
因为我想用物理要将她的心带到我这里来。
One time when I was about to go and speak in a summer conference, so they asked me to give my so-called bio to the church.
有一次我是在一个夏令会里面，就说要介绍一个简历。那你知道不好意思讲自己多好。 It's not easy to describe how good you are.
So I asked our secretary to send a bio for the church.
所以我就叫我的
Lo and behold, when I arrive, when they start introducing the speaker, they say, Pastor Paul Wang is the most romantic pastor in our church.
Wow, 那当那个我听到这介绍的时候，就听说是王博士是最罗曼蒂克的一个牧师。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢？
要不要听？ 改天再讲。 Well, just to keep it short,
简短的,
in our 20th anniversary,
我们有二十年的纪念日。
So we're thinking, how and where do we go and celebrate?
我们去哪里庆祝呢?
So I thought we'd never been to Hawaii.
那我们想想，从来没去过夏威夷。
So I planned our so-called 20th anniversary honeymoon to be in Hawaii.
所以我就计划，就安排我们的二十周年的庆祝是在夏威夷。
But instead of telling her we're going, I said another place.
但是我没告诉她，现在我说去其他地方。
In other words, it was total surprise.
另外一句话说，我就是给她一个惊喜。
Now, how do you bring her to Hawaii without her knowing it?
那大家想想，怎么去把她带去夏威夷而不让她知道呢？
Especially in Vancouver, you have to cross the U.S. immigration.
特别是你要在温哥华的话，必须要过美国的海关。
And also, you have to check in your luggage.
而且你要去寄存行李。
And then, when you get to the airport, you see the sign, Honolulu, Hawaii.
当你走到飞机场的时候，你会看到。
How do you get her to the airplane, inside the airplane, without knowing where she's going?
所以你要怎么让她去？ 从飞机里面出来，不知道是去夏威夷。
People say it's impossible.
那 大家都觉得说是不可能的事情。
But when you say it's impossible, I like to face the challenge.
如果你说不可能的话，我特别要去面对这个挑战。
So we went to Hawaii without her knowing.
所以我们去了。
Okay,
结果他真的不知道。
Not so much a story, I won't go to the detail.
这个就是故事的全部。
When I first learned about your church, especially your mission,
当我听到贵教会，特别是你们的宣道，
I was so impressed about your church's program and heart for missions.
我特别觉得很感恩的是你们有这个宣教的心。
It is reflected in the budget.Portion toward mission in your church.
这个可以从你们的财政里面的实施时宣教的这部分可以看得出
来。It's being reflected in your members being involved in missions.
也可以从众教会的会员的参与也看得出来。
So I begin to think and pray.
所以我就想也在祷告。
What more can one say or can I say to encourage you or to challenge your mission commitment in your church?
那我在想我还能说什么给大家带来更多的鼓励呢
？To tell you honestly,
我很坦率的说
，It's not my intention to bring you fresh ideas with a loud bang.
我不是给大家带来新的一个想法或者是方法。
But rather, it's my prayer that through these 3 days, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you in a soft, gentle voice.
而是在这三天中，希望。圣灵用微弱的声音对大家说话。
That you will find from the Word of God how to align yourself in God's mission program.
所以你要从神的话语里面去将你自己调整，怎么跟神的旨意合在一起。
As you all, as a church, fit into God's beautiful tapestry for His mission program.
就像教会，就像每个人都是神的一个编辑部的一根线。编入他一个美丽的图案。
I'd like to invite you right now tonight to turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16.
打开圣经，马太福音五章。
If you don't have a Bible, I already have prepared that in a PowerPoint.
如果没有大家没有圣经的话，这个屏幕上有。
All right, can I invite all the English-speaking congregation to read with me in English, and then we'll read in Chinese later on. Right?All the English congregation, please. You are the light of the world. Okay, all together, please. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand and gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. 好，现在请所有中文来一起来读，无论是国语，无论是广东话，请你们是世上的光，曾照在山上，是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样的照在人面前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们的天上的父。This passage is very, very familiar to all of us here.
这个章节对大家也许很熟悉。
Now, verse 13 tells us that we are the salt of the earth.
这个经文说我们是世上的盐。
Now, salt is for flavoring.
盐是用来调味的。
Salt is also used for preserving.
盐也可以用来做保鲜。
Here in this passage tells us that we are the light of the world.
这章经节说我们是这盐世上的盐。
When light comes in, darkness goes out.
当我们是光的时候，那个黑暗就会消除。
In this passage here, God is telling us each of us is the light and the salt of the world and the earth.
在这个章节里面，这个圣经告诉我们，我们又是盐，也是光。
He wants us to be salt. He wants us to be light.
他希望我们成为盐，也成为光。
In other words, He wants each one of us.To be a person, to be men and women who can influence the life of other people around us.
换句话说，他让我们大家每个人都成为一个人，可以影响世界上的其他人。
Well, go back to this passage here in verse 14.
我们再看看第十四节。
Especially in verse 15.
特别十五节。
No one lights a lamp and put it under the bushel.
没有人点灯放在斗底下。
What is a bushel?
那这个斗是什么呢？
Actually, a bushel is a square wooden box.
这斗就是一个方形的一个罩子。
It's a measuring box.
其实是一个量器。
Now, I grew up in Philippines, and last year we went back to Philippines for missions.
我是在菲律宾长大，那去年回到菲律宾做宣教。
In a marketplace, they sell rice by a measuring box.
他们在市场卖米的时候是用一个量器。
And so when Jesus says, when you light the lamp, don't put it under the measuring box, what does it mean?
当主耶稣说你要有盏灯不要放在这斗底下的时候什么意思呢？
Imagine this with me. When you put a lamp under that measuring box,
如果你想想把这个灯放在一个斗的底下，
it's very, very bright underneath the box, isn't it?
也许这斗底下很亮。
But outside the box, it's still dark.
但是斗之外还是黑暗的。
You know something? I got to think.
那我在想，
could the four walls of this church and the roof of this church be that bushel or be that measuring box?
也许这个教会的四面墙还有这个天花板是不是成为这个斗呢？
You know something? Inside the church, we are very bright.
因为在教会里面，也许我们很亮。
We sing, we pray, we serve each other.
我们又唱又祷告，也彼此侍奉。
很亮很亮，
非常亮。
But how about after we leave the four walls of the church?
那如果我们离开这个四面墙以外呢？
Is it still bright? Are we still effective outside?
那我们是不是还同样的亮呢？同样有效？
Let me ask you, how long has your church been in this location?
请问大家，我们教会在这个地方已经有多久了？
20 years? 25 years? More than 30? Now, in this location, in this street,
在这个地方有多长时间？
How long? 20, 25? Okay.
20 年。
How much, let me ask you, does our neighborhood knows about our church and its ministry?
我们的隔壁邻居的知道我们这个教会吗？
When I was serving in Vancouver,
当我在温哥华侍奉的时候，
our church was located in the south center side of Vancouver.
我们的教会是在中南部，
in a residential area mainly populated by Canadians.
在住宅区主要是居住是加拿大人。
And so, since we are a Chinese church, we therefore have not much mingling with our neighborhoods.
因为我们是华人，所以跟周围的居民没有多少联系。
And in our old building, my office is on the third floor on top of the church sanctuary.
但我过去的办公室是在第三楼，在崇拜室的上面。
And in my office, there's kind of a cubicle that has a window facing the west side of our church.
那我的办公室有个窗户是面对西部。
So many mornings, I will go to that cubicle room, open the window, just like Daniel, kneel down, face the city, face the street, and pray.
很多天的早上，我就到一个我的小的办公室，打开窗户，就面对外面就祷告。
I will look down on the roofs of our neighbors.
我就看到这个下面这个这个社区。
Then one day, the Spirit of God spoke to me.
有一天，神的灵就跟我说话。
Paul, this church has been here for many years already. Have you gone and speak to your neighbors about me?
他说 ，Paul， 你这个教会在这么久的时间，你有没有去跟你的邻舍去？
You know something? My interaction with the Spirit is this: Lord, they're Caucasians.
那我怎么反应呢？我跟圣灵就说。他们是白人。
We have three or four other Caucasian churches around there.
我们周围有三四个白人教会。
It's their job to reach them.
这是他们的事。
And the spirits will not let me go.
那圣灵并没有把我放过。
And so I seemingly can imagine a scene in heaven.
我似乎看到一个异象在。
And a judgment throne of God, our neighbor will come before the throne and.The judge will ask, "Do you know my son Jesus Christ?"
似乎我走在 在天堂的进入这个这个宝座之前，听到一个声音说：“你是不是认识
？”No，
我的儿子。
No，
不认识。
Why not？
为什么
？You live beside the church。
你靠得很近，跟教会住得很近。
Yeah， but God， they never came and spoke and shared with us about the message。
那他说，但是从来没有人跟我们说过这个好的信息。
Really？
真的
？Who's the pastor of that church？
那教会的牧师是谁呢？
王建熙在哪里？
那王建熙 ，Where is he？
Imagine if I come before God, how would I answer？
如果我面对神的话，我会怎么回答呢
？Since that day, I decided to go and visit our neighbors。
自从那天起，我就开始在我的社区里面去访问邻舍。
In our west side, there lives a couple by the name of Mr. and Ms. Ritchie。
在我的西边就是有一对夫妇叫Richie 夫妇。
So I went to knock on the door.
那有一天我去敲门。
I began to make friends with them.
我开始跟他们做朋友。
So I was talking to Mrs. Richie. Yes, it's Mrs. Richie. Do you go to church?
我跟 Richie 太太聊天，我问他说你有没有去教会
？No. I said we have a few, you know, Caucasian church, churches around us. You know, maybe it's good for you guys to visit.
那我说我们周围有好几家白人的教会，也许你们可以去看一看。
You know what Mrs. Ritchie told me?
那他怎么告诉我呢
？He says, Mr. Ritchie, while he was a young boy, he used to go to church.
他说我的先生，他年轻的时候曾经去过，小时候曾经去过教会。
And so during the years of depressions, he was very poor. Came from a very poor home.
在这个经济萎缩的这个期间，他很穷。
So he dressed simply and barefooted, went to the church.
穿的比较破烂，而且光着脚就走到教会里面。
And there's a group of young people in the church.
有一群年轻人在教会。
Maybe they're a bit well off, so they all have shoes to go to the fellowship.
也许他们稍微富有一点，都穿了鞋。
And the young people will laugh at my husband.
这些年轻人就嘲笑我的丈夫。
One day.This small group of young people,
这群年轻人
decide to make fun of my husband.
那就去嘲弄我的。
So they put a needle in between the soles of one boy's shoes.
他就把一个钉在这个他鞋的这个鞋帮中间放一个钉子。
As my husband walked past by them, they kick his foot with that shoes with a needle on it.
当我先走过的时候，他们拿鞋就踢这个有钉子的鞋就。踢到他的脚上。
With pain and bleeding, he left the church, vowing never to go back to the church.
又在一边就又在疼痛或者流血的时候，他就发誓再不回去了。
My heart was filled with grief.
当我听到的时候，我觉得很伤心。
Instead of inviting people to come to church, we push people out of church and go to our hill.
不光是我们不邀请人家来，我们把他们推出去。
But anyway, I went to visit them, and so began to share the gospel with them.
所以当时我跟他们去看他们的时候，我就跟他们传福音。
Mr. Ritchie was very old and frail already, and so I did not have direct conversation with him, but I left with them a gospel tract.
Ritchie 先生已经年长了，所以我没有跟他谈太多，但是我留了单张给他们。
A few weeks later on,
那几个礼拜以后
，I got a phone call one early morning.
有一早上我接到个电话。
Mrs. Ritchie said, "Paul, Mr. Ritchie just passed away."
这个 Rich 太太告诉我说Rich 先生，我的先生刚刚过世。
We don't know anyone around the neighborhood.
我们周围不认识人。
You are the only church we know.
你是我们唯一认识的一个教会。
Could you come and hold a funeral service for us?
你可以来帮我们主持个葬礼吗
？You know something today, I'm not sure whether Mrs. and Mr. Richie knows the Lord or not.
到今天为止，我不敢肯定，Rich 夫妇是不是认识主。
But if we try to reach them with the message of Jesus Christ,
但至少我们曾经将信息福音传给他们。
To the north side of our church building, we have another bungalow.
我们在北向有一个豪宅。
Live an elderly widow.
是有一个老的一个独居的。
One day I saw her mowing the lawn, a manual mower, by herself.
看这个独居寡妇在自己去剪草。
I saw Miss so and so. Let me do it for you.
我看到她说我太太请帮我让我帮你忙。
She was so touched. She later invited me to her house.
她很感动，所以晚些时候她请我去她家。
You know what I found out?
我去她家以后发
现什么呢？ She used to belong to an Anglican church.
她曾经去一个圣公会。
But later on,couple of Jehovah's Witnesses came to visit her all the time, and she was converted to become a Jehovah's Witness.
但后面有耶和华见证人曾经多次的去看她，后面她就成了耶和华见证人。
I engaged with her in the gospel and sharing about Jesus Christ.
那我就将福音这个传给她。
But the question is this: This is Paul. How can I go back to the Anglican Church?
那他就问我说那我怎么可以再回到圣公会去呢？
Oh, may the Lord open wide the doors of our church.
那但愿神开我们把我们的教会的大门打开。
Not so much to invite our neighbors to come into our church building.
不光是叫我们的邻居来到我们这个教会的房这个建筑物里。
But for us to move out from the doors.
而是我们去往外走。
To let the light inside this building so bright to go out in front of our church.
将我们这很亮光的这个教会的光传出去。
So that we'll shine before men that they will see our good works and give glory to God.
让我们的光散发出去，将荣耀归给神。
My son serves right now in Texas, Austin.
我的儿子现在是在德州 Austin.
In a church called Boxmania.
在一个教会叫
Boxmania, meaning it's a Latin word means the voice of grace.
这个意思是
恩
典的声音。
That church is very unique.
这很特别的教会。
I'm not saying that we need to pattern after the church.
我们并不是说要去模仿这个教会。
But perhaps some of the concept of missions in the local community can inspire us in certain way.
但他们在当地宣教的方法也许给我们有很大的鼓励。
You know something? In Austin, Texas, there's a major highway that divides the city.
在德州 Austin 这个地方。
The east side belongs to the poor, the inner city.
它这个划分是东边是穷人住的地方。
Their pastor by the name of Gideon, right? Am I correct? Gideon, he's only 35, 36, used to serve in a very affluent Chinese church in the north side of Austin.
他的牧师名字叫基甸，曾经在一个比较富有的区域的华人教会去牧会。
Live in a very posh home.
他住一个相当像样的房子。
But God somehow spoke to him.
那有一天神跟他说话。
Because they already have started a ministry in the east side of Austin, especially in the downtown area, serving also the University of Austin.
他们开始在东边，就在大学附近已经开了一个侍奉的场所。
When they talk about reaching to the cities,
当他说去面向这个城市的时候
，You know something? It's so easy to preach on the state to say that we need to reach the inner city.
很容易就说我们去要到市中心市内的人去传福音。
But by being incarnational, 道成肉身，
但是当成道成肉身的时候
，He sold his plush home in north side of Austin and moved into the inner city.
他将他成交的房子卖了，就搬到市中心里面。
From 2,000 more than 2,000 square feet to a house has a bungalow house that less than 1,000 square feet.
从2000多平方尺的房子搬到一个1000多平方尺的房子。
And that's the reason why most of their pastoral staff and leadership also together follow through and move into that inner side, inner city section.
其他的侍奉的职员也跟他一起搬到城市中心。
And not far from the church, there's on 12th Avenue, there was a nightclub called Chester.
离他教会不远，十二街上有一个夜总会。
According to what was reported, it's every night, drunkenness, violence, loud voices, and filthy surrounding.
在这个夜总会里面，常常是有报道是有酗酒。乱七八糟的东西发生
，even crimes，
还有犯罪
，and the city shut it down，
城市就把这个夜总会关掉。
The church, after they consider and pray, they decide to take over that facility, pay a premium for that facility, and turn that place into a community center.
这个教会在祷告以后，觉得就是去把这个夜总会的房子买下来，
变成教会。And they call it space 12. You notice the word space? It's on 12th Avenue. So that's the reason why this place is called Space 12.
这个叫做
Space 12.
Space 12, 十个空间。
And they turned that into a very flourishing, thriving community center, as you can see from the picture.
就变成一个很相当活跃的一个活动中心，社区活动中心。
When a news reporter heard about it, they all came and interviewed, like News 8, Austin.
当地的那个电视台第八频道。
And also Fox, station.
还有 Fox 的。西门台也来采访他们。
They were amazed and touched by the ministry of that church. That's the reason why it was spread across that area.
因为他们看到这些以后觉得很感动，所以他们这些事情就传得很开。
I saw a news clipping one day.
然后有天看到一个新闻。
Even those neighbors, they were ecstatic because now they feel that this is a stronghold for community growth.
他们的邻居也觉得非常兴奋，因为他们知道这个是他们社区一个根据地。
And this is inside Space 12.
这个就是叫十二空间的这个社区中心。
Now we have two. Some they have many many other programs. Like this is one of them. It's a bicycle program.
他们有其他项目，其中一个就是这个有自行车的项目。
Like on a certain day, they'll fix the bicycles free of charge.For those people living around the poor neighborhood.
其中某一天他们就免费的去维修，帮社区维修自行车。
Let your light shine before men so that they will see your good work and give glory to God.
让你们的光照在世界上照，好让神得到荣耀。
But I want you to go back to this passage here.
我们再回到这个章经节里。
I want you to read verse 15 with me again.
我们再读十五节。
You notice certain thing?
你们留神的话。
People do not light a lamp and put it under the bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand to give light to everyone in where? Where? 照亮怎么哪里？一家人。
大家都不会点了灯放在斗底下，那放在什么地方呢？要照亮什么地方？照亮一家人。
One day I was reading this verse.
有一天我念了这个经文以后。
All of a sudden, this word house, 一家人 grabbed my heart.
这个字一家人就感动了我。
Let me ask once again. We are very, very bright inside the church.
再说一遍，我们在教会里面很亮。
But how bright are we in our home?
但是我们在我们的家里面有多亮呢？
As I said earlier, corporately, how bright is your lamp in our neighborhood?
总体来说，我们加起来的光在我们的社区里面有多亮呢？
But individually, how bright is our lamp in our home?
但是单独来说，我们在家里面单单的，我们这个亮光有多亮呢？
Therefore, we talk about this theme of ours this weekend. Mission begins at home.
所以我们就开始我们这个主题就是宣道从我家开始。
Therefore, it is important for us to understand that every time we talk about missions, often we think first of all, cross-cultural missions.
所以我们常常当提到宣教的时候，我们就觉得是要超越文化的宣教。
But for the rest of this evening, I'm going to talk to you about mission cross-generational.
那今天晚上呢？我会跟大家主要是谈是超越年代的宣道。
Are we doing a good job?
我们做的怎么样呢？
I'm not talking about church program.
我不是说教会里面的项目。
Yes, I mean, as I said, as a Pastor Ian mentioned, that I served in one church for over 32 years.
刚刚杨牧师告诉大家说，我曾经在一个教会侍奉了32年。
I served in our English congregation for about 27 years.
我在英文教部里面侍奉了27年。
Later on, I retired as a senior pastor of our church.
当我退
退离这个主任牧师以后 I continue to watch and engage in a second generation ministry with great interest and with much burden.
我继续在下一代的人的侍奉里面有很多负担
One of the dilemma that I've seen happening over and over again in our second generation ministry is what we call the silent exodus.
那我遇到一个最困难一个问题就是我们提到就是沉默的流失
meaning that young people our second generation our children who grew up in Christian home who grew up in our Sunday school who grew up in our youth fellowship after they finished college they departed the church and also in fact departed from their faith
也就是说从基督教的家庭长大在教会里面也参加青少年的项目也还有其他教会的什么一当他们去大学特别是毕业以后他们就不再去教会
You know something when we talk about this issue here who do we blame and what do we blame
当我们谈到这个问题的时候通常我们会怪谁呢
Oh, we blame the English pastor
我们通常会怪英文牧师
Right
是不是
We blame the Chinese culture inside the church.
我们也怪我们教会里面的中国文化。
However, in my study and in my research, I've discovered that the reasons that there is this silent exodus go beyond the four walls of this church.
但是当在我的研究里面所得到的结论是，这个沉默的流失是超过这个我们这教会的四面。
You know, there's great.Part that we haven't discussed and talked about.
但是有一个很大很大一个问题，我们还没有。
It's our home.
这是我们的家。
Here's what we call the bad news, the good news, scenario.
这个我们可以说是又是一个坏的消息，也是一个好的消息。
It lies within our home.
它因为它是在我们的家里面的问题。
The reason why it's a bad news is because we're not doing such a good job.
因为是坏的原因是因为我们做的并不是太好。
I hope that you are the exception, okay?
我希望大家都不是在这个例子以内。
Reason why I say it's a good news because at least we know where to pay our attention for the next little while.
那换句话也是个好的消息，因为我们知道怎么在什么地方去解决这个问题。
Let me share with you a few studies here.
我跟大家分享有几个研究的结果。
In my study, I came across this thesis by Min-ho Song, a Korean pastor in Toronto.
那我是在一个韩国一个牧师叫 Min-ho Song 里面。
His thesis is talking about the patterns of the religious participation of the second generation Koreans in Greater Toronto area.
他所写一篇论文里面是研究韩国人的这个
第二代
的
信仰的趋向。And he interviewed.Or at least the questionnaire, has, the pool of questionnaire that he came back to him is about 278 people.
他所去采访的这个样本里面大概有278人。
The mean average age of this almost 280 Korean second generation Koreans is roughly about 27, 28 years old.
这个平均年龄是大概是27、28岁。
And from his survey, only 32%of those Koreans who grew up in a Christian home, who grew up in a church, remain in the church.
在这280人左右人当中，只有30%的人还在教会里面。
About 29% left the church, and most of them are just nominal.
大概30%人左右离开了教会，有些人只是挂名的一个会友。
The worst news is this: that 39%, over 39%, departed from their faith.
最坏的一个消息就是，总共有39%人完全离开了这个信仰。
I'm just wondering how is our Chinese church doing?
我就在想，我们中国人的教会里面会怎么样呢
？You know, in my research,
在我自己的研究
，I have discovered that the key reasons, some of the key reasons are this. Okay, I won't go into the Southern Baptist. Forget about this page here. Okay, two key reasons.
那我又发现有两个主要的原因。
It's conflict.With of the conflict among the parents.
第一个是夫妻就父母之间的冲突。
Second is bored with life and bored with their faith.
第二个就是生活或者是信仰很乏味。
You know something? Going back to Min Ho Song,
那回到这个韩国牧师的研究里面。
In his further interview, he have discovered that those people who had departed from their faith mentioned about their parents, especially the father, being elders in the church.
那有这离开教会的30%的人特别提到他们的父母，特别是父亲曾经是教会的长老。
But when he comes home, he will fight with the moms like crazy.
当这个爸爸回到家里面跟他的妈妈吵架吵得一塌糊涂。
And so these young people say, why do we need to trust in the Lord?
所以这些年轻人说我们信神有什么用？
Why do we need to follow their faith?
干嘛要跟他们的信仰？
Secondly, in my study here, I found that one of the key reasons is boredom with life.
第二个我发现就是在生活里面觉得是枯燥。
35 and under.
35岁以下的。
Over 50% of those who feel the question say they are bored with their life, bored with their faith.
当这些人回答这个问题的时候，他们就说：“我觉得这个生活无趣，信仰也是乏味。”
Those who are 35 and above, only less than 20%.
那超过35岁的人呢，只有20%以下的人这样讲。
Still high.
还是比较高。
The question is this: How come our young people who grew up in this very affluent society still feel bored with life?
那干嘛这些很富有的这年轻一代，干嘛觉得是这么没有趣
？Whatever toys they decide to have, they have it.
他们要什么玩具都可以得到。
Whatever clothing, name brand clothing they want to have, they have it.
他们的名牌衣服也可以拿到。
They live in big houses.
他们住的大房子里面。
Drive fancy cars.
开豪华车。
Yet they say they're bored with life and with their faith.
但是他们生活也没有味，信仰也没有兴趣。
Why?
为什么呢？
You know something? The roots goes back to the home.
要回到根本的问题是在家里面。
You know, we were in the Philippines.
那我们在菲律宾。
And you go to the provinces. You see the young people playing, laughing, without much worry.
所以你看到这些年轻人在那玩，非常高兴，一点没有顾虑。
They don't have much means in their life.
他们所拥有的很少。
But I've discovered that they're happier.And more fulfilled in life than those who grew up in North America.
但我发现他们的生活的丰满，比我们这富足的青少年要多得多。
Going back to Min Ho Song,
我们回到这个韩国牧师。
He gathered three groups of young people and further interviewed with them.
他把这组分成三个组。
Active in their faith. Active in their faith.
还积极参加教会。
And also.Those people who are just nominal.
那另外一部分只是挂名而已。
Those people who have left their faith.
另外第三个人就是完全离开了。
As he interviewed with them, he came down through three major answers.
当他们被采访的时候，他得到这个答案。
The first one is relationships with the parents.
第一个是这些年轻人跟父母的关系。
Second is talk about their parents nurturing their faith.
第二个就是。他们的父母怎么去帮助他们的信心？
Those parents who had godly examples.
如果这些父母有一个很属灵的榜样的话。
And thirdly, is that whether they have clear salvation experience or not.
第三个就是他们有没有亲身感觉到这个救赎的经历。
Those belong to the group of committed.
这些经历呢是属于积极参与教会。
They have ideal parents. They love each other, and also they have strong relationship with parents except one.
他们有很好的父母，他们也跟父母有很好的关系。
You know something? I like that.
我
I like to hear that there's exception here.
我希望就是这个是个例外。
You know why? So that those people who grew up in that so-called not ideal home, or maybe even dysfunctional home, at least they have hope.
如果是这样的话，就是。生活在一个不是那么满意的家庭里面，至少他们有盼望。
Those who are committed said that their parents had godly examples in nurturing them.
这些人就是有很属灵的父母来帮助他们。
All of them said they have clear salvation experience.
那他们也有这个很明显的一个得救的经历。
Those who are nominal says the relationship with their parents are so-so, cold, or even poor.
那第二部分人就是这挂名的基督徒，就是。跟他们的父母的关系很冷淡。
Again, except one.
那只有一个人。
So therefore, it tells us that we cannot base our children, we cannot base our children's faith on just our relationship alone.
所以这个告诉我们，我们这个 的信心不光是跟我们跟小孩子的关系，
不能单单依靠父母，
单单依靠
他们相爱的关系。Okay, then how about the area of nurturing, poor as well?
那他们父母的帮助支持呢？是怎么样？这个也是很差。
Those people mentioned that somehow they have so-called salvation experience.
那他们有些人觉得他们有一点这个得救的经历。
But those who have left their faith all mentioned that their parents' relationship with each other and with them are bad.
在第三类人的话，在三个问题里面，每个都是坏的。
Totally no nurturing，
完全没有鼓励帮助。
No clear salvation experience，
也从来没经历过救恩。
So what does this tell us？
这告诉我们什么呢
？But before we go into further discussing this topic，
当我们再往下看的时候
，What is the role of our church facing this issue？
那我们教会里面在这里起什么角色呢
？You know something? Our job as a church is to equip, to strengthen our parents, the family of our church.
那我们的教会的责任就是去装备、去造就我们这个家庭。
Our role is to enable the parents of those home to enjoy the task of nurturing their children.
我们是要帮助这些父母去愿意去。去培训培养他们的小孩。
In us, we work as a team so that in turn it can come back and enrich and strengthen the ministry of the church.
我们作为一个团队，建立了家庭以后，家庭返回来又可以造就这个教会。
You know Jonathan Edwards says.
那
Jonathan Edwards，
那个Jonathan Edwards 一个牧师有名的牧师曾说过。
He says that every home should be a little church.
每个家庭都应该是个小的教会。
So what does it tell us, parents?
那这告诉我们做父母的什么样的信息呢
？But what does it tell us as a pastor of this church? Where is our major responsibility lies?
那告诉我们牧师们，那我们主要的责任是在什么地方呢
？You know, a lot of time we delegate the responsibility of nurturing our church, our children, to the church, to the pastors, and to the Sunday school teachers, isn't it?
那很多时候。我们做父母的将教养小孩的责任推到教会牧师或者是主日学老师。
But the scripture over and over again said it's the responsibility of us the parents.
但圣经说，反反复复的强调，这是我们做父母的责任。
You're not talking about Jonathan Edwards.
我们刚刚提到 Jonathan Edwards 这个牧师。
A very godly family.
他有一个很属灵的家庭。
He led his home in a very spiritual way.
他的家庭自己操作是很属灵。
With family devotion all the time.
他们常常有家庭灵修。
And historians tell us that out of 400 plus descendants of his, over 100 of his descendants became pastors and missionaries.
他的后代。
And Bible school teachers.
四百多人里面，超过一百多人，或者是成为牧师，或者成为宣教士。
You go back to the Bible.
你回到教这个圣经里面。
You look at the history of the nations of Israel.
你看看以色列这个国家。
They kept on departing from the Lord.
他们总是背离神。
They kept on rebelling against God.
他们总是去顶撞神。
You ask, did they have good, highly regarded leaders like Moses, like Joshua, like David, like Isaiah, and so forth and so forth?
你可以想想他们没有杰出的领袖吗？有摩西，有以赛亚等等。
And you read the story. Within one generation, they have departed from the Lord after the great prophets and the leaders.
那你读读这些故事，你就看，只有一代的时间，他们完全就背离了神。
Go and read to Judges chapter 18, verse 30.
你去看看四十记里面
十
八
章
三
十
节。
Okay, there's the Danites set up themselves the idols.And Jonathan, the son of Gershon, the son of Moses, and his sons were priests for the tribe of Dan until the time of captivity in the land.
但人就为自己设立那雕刻的像，
摩西的子孙，革续的儿子约拿丹和他的子孙做但支派的祭司，直到那地遭掳掠的日子。
Who was their priest or their priest?
谁是他们的祭司呢？
You notice the son of who?
是谁的儿子呢？
Huh? The grandson of Moses.
是摩西的孙子。
You notice that we are only one generation from apostasy.
是跟摩西隔了一代。
So therefore tonight the message is this.
今天晚上的信息。
How do we turn the tide around?
我们怎么把这个浪扭转？
How we talk about missions begins from home.
怎么提到宣教从家做起？
I'm so thankful that your committee has come up with this theme for this year.
我很感谢，很感恩，就是宣道组提到这个主题。
Practically, how do you do it?
那实际上怎么做呢？
By rebuilding our family altar.
第一个就是要将家里的祭坛建起来。
重建
。
家庭祭坛。You see, family altar, it sounds so serious and so archaic and duh to me.
谈起来好像说这个建家庭祭坛很好像很枯燥很。
Let me give you a working definition of family altar.
那我怎么去定义这个呢？
很简单。Family altar is a family fun time. Notice I used the word.Or added the word fan time, where hearts are connected to God and to each other.
家庭的祭坛应该是一个fun 有庆有趣的时间，跟神一起交通。
Family altar is not just a time where you all sit down squarely facing each other, pray, read a portion of scripture, listen to a lecture for 15 minutes about the Bible story, pray. That's it. No.
家庭祭坛不是硬邦邦的坐在一圈，就读了圣经再祷告，然后就完了。
Family time, family altar, what we're talking about here is first and foremost about relationships.
家庭祭坛第一个就是家庭成员彼此的关系。
It's relationship with our God.
也跟神的关系。
It's a relationship with each member of our family.
就彼此家庭成员的关系。
And it can be fun.
是一个应该是。相当有趣的一个时间。
You know why this is so important? Because you again go back to the Old Testament.
为什么这么重要呢？如果你大家回到旧约的时候
，You read Chronicles, you read Kings. Every time you see that the nation of Israel begin to degenerate, you know the first thing to go is the altar.
你要看列王记、历代记，我们看到这个祭坛的时间是，
社会国家败坏灭亡。是因为一些你看到他们的祭坛已经破坏掉。Then when you go back to the same passage again, or same books again, and also the prophets and the minor prophets, you read over and over again that when the first thing to be restored in times of revival, again, is the altar.
如果你看到大先知、小先知书的时候，如果要复兴这个国家，是最开始要做的是首先将祭坛建。
Go back to the text of Matthew chapter 5.
回到马太福音五章。
Put your lamb on top of the stand to give light to everyone in the house.
要将灯放在灯台上，好照亮这个家庭。
You know something? Think about this. The sum of your church spiritual condition is the sum of the spiritual condition of your families.
如果这样想的话，这个。教会里面属灵的状况的总和，应该跟你家庭的属灵状况的总和是相等的。
If we neglect our relationship with God at home, if we put aside the Word of God in our home, sooner or later, it will affect the spiritual conditions of your church.
如果我们在家里面将我们跟神的关系，将我们这个灵修属灵的关系放在一边的话。迟早会影响到教会属灵的状况。
Alvin Reed, in his book Raising the Bar,
有位作者叫 Alvin Reed 写了一本书。
In fact,
提高这个标杆。
Reflecting the so-called silent exodus of the Southern Baptist Church.
他在研究一个就是沉默的流失，就是南美浸信会的这个现象。
Listen to what he wrote. Over the last 30 years, we have seen largest increase in the numbers of professional youth ministry degrees being handed out.And parachurch organizations designed to reach youth. Yet we have seen the greatest decline in youth baptism ever.
你看，请看看，在三十年里面，我们看到有加倍的年轻人牧师被栽培，有更多年轻人专业人才。可悲的是，我们年轻人受洗的人数反而减少。
Thank God for our English pastor, for our youth pastor, right?
感谢主，我们有英文牧师，有青少年牧师。
But please listen. The Word of God tells us that the responsibility of nurturing your children's faith lies not on their shoulder alone.
但是我们打开神的话语的时候，你就知道，教养小孩的责任不光是在这些牧师的人的身上。
What does God say in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4?
在以弗所书六章四节怎么说呢？
All right, let me read you, listen carefully. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和戒训，教育、养育他们。
Let me ask you this question. Only the gentleman answered.
我问大家个问题，请当男的问
弟兄们只会回答哈，姊妹们请你们安静。According to this verse, whose responsibility is it to nurture, to train our children in the instruction of the Lord?
根据这个经文里面，你看觉得谁负这个教养小孩的责任呢？
只有一位
当父亲的，
其他的谁的责任？姊妹快要回答了，但是我不许他们回答。谁的责任？ Whose responsibility？
爸爸。
OK。 Go back to Isaiah chapter 38 verse 19.It tells us the father to the children shall make known of thy truth.
以赛亚书提到，这当父亲呢，将神的真理显明给下一代。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
马拉基二章十五节。
God says, "Husband, love the wife of your youth."
神说，丈夫做丈夫的，爱你年轻的时候。开始的妻子。
Do not set them aside.
不要将他们休弃。
Because I put you together to be one.
因为我将你们合在一起，合而为一。
And then verse 15 asks the question, why one?
那这个问题是为什么是一？
合为一。Because here it tells us, because he won godly children from your union.
因为神是在你们合为一里面要教育出。好的儿女。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
it's so important that we learn as husband and wife to love each other dearly.
我们夫妻相爱非常重要。
Because that is one requirement God from you so that he requires from us the home, godly children.
这是神就是对我们的一个要求，这样子就可以教育出好的儿女。
And maybe through this godly children, God will raise up pastors, missionaries through us.
也许在这一代这些年轻人里面，就可以造就出下一代的牧师、宣道士。
Let me share with you another study by Bob Altemeyer and Hans Berger.
我跟大家也在讨论一下下一个研究的结果。
They had done two surveys in two universities in Canada.
他们在加拿大的两所大学里面做了个调查。
McMaster in Ontario and University of Saskatchewan。
在McMaster，
跟那个 Saskatchewan
大学里面。
And they put down this study in a book called Amazing Conversion。
他们在把这研究结果就写在这个叫做奇异的转变这个书里面。
They not only interview Christians, they also interview Catholics, Buddhists, Islam.
他们不光调查基督徒，也调查天主教徒、回教徒和还有佛教徒。
They ask an important question: How come some children retain the faith of their parents and some rejected the faith of their parents?
他们问这个问题：干嘛有一些小孩保存住他们父母的信仰，有一些不？
He answers.
回答是
：Parents who discuss faith with their children and have positive encouragement, and also opposing us parents avoiding the faith discussion and lack of nurture in the home.
这些父母通常是在他们小孩面前去讨论，正面的讨论信仰，避免他们负面的争吵。
I thank God that God allowed me, out of my three children, God allowed me to brought two of them to the Savior Jesus Christ.
感谢主，通过我的这些信息传道，我带了两个小孩信主。
There's no greater reward to bring your own children to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有比这更大的奖励，带自己的小孩信主。
Quickly, positively. Creatively, how do we do it?
那很快的，我就说怎么去积极的去具体去做。
Because of time, I'll just give you a few only.
只因为时间缘故，我只给几点。
When your children are young, you can help them to memorize the scripture by taking out a Bible verse, print it out in a piece of paper, cut it into different words, mix it up, put it in an envelope, and with different sets, give to different children.To put the puzzle of that verse back together.
当你们小时候可以将一节经文把它们一个字字剪了以后混在起来，然后在小孩就叫他们就排起来，将原来的这个经节。
You might have done it already in Sunday school, isn't it?
也许你已经做过了，在主日学里面。
You see, as they will put that verse together through that puzzle, they already have memorized.
当他们将这个经文的剪碎的碎片拼在一起的时候，他们已经。背了一半的这个经文。
We talk about missions.
我们提到宣道。
You can also use mission verses to do the same thing.
你可以将宣教的这个经节也做同样的事
情。And after they're put together, ask each children just very briefly, maybe 30 seconds, explain the importance of that verse.
当他们把这些经文凑在一起后，你可以问他简单的叫他们解释什么意思。
I've done this with our children. Let's say today is, what day is this? 16. Okay, turn to Proverbs chapter 16. We read the whole passage and ask each children to pick one verse, or including us as parents, to pick one verse that speaks to our heart that day.
比如说今天16号，我们就选一节特别对我们有感动的经文，就选这个经文。
Another one.Is to read hymn story or missionary stories.
另外一个就是可以去唱诗或者是宣教士的故事。
Another one, appreciation night.
另外一个是一个感恩会。
You can appreciate the father.
你可以感谢父亲。
You can appreciate the sister.
可以感谢兄弟姊妹。
And have different members of the family take different parts of the program for that night.
那天晚上你可以用。每个人做不同的角色。
And also, you can appreciate the missionary of your church.
你可以，为你的自己本教会的宣教士献上
感恩。How do you appreciate them?
你怎么去表现呢
？I'm sure you have tons of ideas.
也许大家有很多的有想法。
Bible story books.
也还有这个圣经故事。
Especially younger children, they love story, and so you can read Bible story book to them.
小孩子很喜欢故事，所以你可以跟他讲很多这圣经故事。
How about guest nights?
还或者是邀请客人。
Invite Pastor Ian to your home.
将马牧师请到你家里。
Pastor Ian, Pastor Jeff, and so forth, whoever invite them to their home.
或者将吴牧师和其他牧师请到你们家。
And after meal, ask them to lead your family time.
吃完晚饭以后，叫他们带你们的家庭领袖。
Even better, invite the missionaries of your church to your home.
更好的是将你们的宣教士请到你们家。
And let him share his experience in your family time that night.
让他们分享他的经历。
I tell you something, this has greater impact than asking young people to come and sit in the pew and listen to Pastor Wang.
这个其实比你从外面请一个人在讲台讲要有效的多。
How about drawing?
或者是画画。
You know something, sometimes truths are very abstract.
你有时候有些真理的确很抽象。
It's hard for us to gauge their level of understanding and explain the truth to them.
很难看得出来到底他们理解了多少。
But you can assign a passage, read it together, and give them maybe 10, 15 minutes, or maybe even the whole day. Assign them in the morning, and ask them to throughout the day to take that passage and draw it out.
也许你可以将一节经文给他们半天以后，叫他们画出来，看他们理解多少。
And you'll be surprised how much they understand that passage.
你也许会吃惊，他们真的是懂了很多。
Can you see?This is Psalm 119, verses 17 to 24.
这是诗篇119篇11到17到24节。
And that's about the Hebrew word gimel. You notice the word gimel on top? And this child is maybe at that time, maybe I would say, what, 7, 8, 9, somewhere there?
这只是七八岁的小孩，就对这个希伯来字 gimel 这个字的写。
You know, I was looking at this drawing. I was amazed how much concept of the scripture truth came out of those drawings, if you see carefully.
如果你看这些画的话，你看到就是这个诗篇里面有多少的信息有写在里面，画在里面。
You notice this one here? Talks about priests get together to attack you, to judge you, but yet I love to meditate on your words.You see all those princes out here and see how this person is so joyful reading God's word.
你看到很多很多这些公主来攻击你，但是
你觉得那边喜悦神的道啊。How about this one here? The story, remember, of Elisha meeting the widow and turn the jar into oils and also the flowers never ended in supply.
有大家记得以利沙的这个故事，将一个寡妇里面的油罐空油罐灌满了油，还有这个面粉从来就是不会消不会消失的面粉。
There's another one. Reading the story of Ruth. And so this child draw out the family portrait. You have Elimelech and also Naomi, Ruth, Orpha, and the two sons.
这是路德的这个故事，你可以看到他画了路德整个家庭里面的成员。
And here's when they're maybe a bit older, drawing out John chapter 15, verse 5.
这个是年纪稍微大的小孩就写约翰十五章的一个经节。
Maybe this is a good place for us to end.
也许今天晚上这是一个该停下来一个好的地方。
As you hear the message tonight,
当家长听到我的信息
，He said, "Wow, I didn't know I have so much responsibility before the Lord and before our children."
啊，我从来没有意识到我有这么多的责任。
Where am I going to draw the strength?
我去哪里去拿到得到这个力量呢
？Go back to John 15:5.
我们回到约翰福音
十五章。Jesus says, "I'm the vine, and you are the branches."
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing.
如果人住在我里面，我住在他里面，你就可以多结果子。
Thank God, He promises at least two things here.
因为他至少给我们两个应许。
He says, "I will be with you."
我会与你们同在。
If you remain in me.
如果你住在我里面的。
And I'll give you the strength to do it.
我会给你力量去做该做的。
But the second promise is this.
第二个应许是
I will bless you with much fruits from your home.
我会大大祝福你，让你结果子。
When we talk about missions, begins from our home.
当我们谈到宣教从我家做起。
Don't wish that it happened in someone else's home.
不要想到这个是在其他人的家里面。
Begins with me.
先从我自己。
In my relationship with God. 我和神的关系。Am I abiding in Him?
我是不是住在他里面
？And He in me?
是不是他住我里面
？Am I drawing strength and grace from my fellowship with Him every day?
我是不是从他里得到力量，得到恩典
？And then let my life flow to my children.
让我的生命流灌到我的小孩身上。
And by God's grace,
靠着神的恩典。
10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, you see our second generation, instead of leaving the church, instead of departing from the faith, that each one of them will be faithful in the local churches that God placed them in, as Sunday school teachers, as church leaders, as pastors, as missionaries, and so forth.
10 years, 20 years, 30 years 后，不单单是不离开教会，而且是成为将来的牧师、宣教士，也成为教会的主要力量。
Tonight we talk about the home.
当我今天谈到家庭。
Tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, we'll talk about our heart.
明天我会谈到我们的心。
We'll be talking about me as an individual.
明天会谈到我们单单自己个人。
The man and the woman of missions.
我们的
宣
教
的
弟兄或者姊妹。
And Sunday morning.Will culminate by talking about the God of our missions. The God of our missions.
谈我们宣教意向的，我们给我们意向的这个神。
At this time, I'd like to invite Pastor Ann to come and lead us in closing prayer.
请吴牧师给我们做结束祷告。
亲爱的同起立 ，Shall we stand?我邀请大家用一两分钟个人安静祈祷，然后我带领大家结束。Shall we take 1 or 2 minutes to pray silently, and then I'll end with concluding prayer. 天父，我们感谢你今天晚上藉着王牧师提醒我们，让我们的光不单止在教会四埲墙壁里面是发光，同样要在我们的社区、我们的邻居身上面来到发光。 Thank you Heavenly Father that tonight through Pastor Wang you haveEncouraged us that our light should shine not only within the four walls of our church, but also in our neighbors. 主，我们在你面前承认，我们很多在教会当中的父亲，我们未有尽父亲的责任，未有在家庭里面作属灵的领袖，未有建立家庭的祭坛，求你饶恕。包括孩子在内。Father, we come before you and confess that many fathers in our church, including myself, we have not fulfilled our duty, our role as spiritual leaders at home. And we ask you to forgive us. 但愿那复兴我们的灵火今天再次复兴我们，让每位弟兄每位父亲兴起，靠着圣灵所赐的能力，就好像枝子在葡萄树里面一样，你就赐给我们能力成为属灵的领袖，并且你要赐福我们的家，我们为此献上感谢与赞美。Father, we also pray that though we are weak, but we thank you that you can strengthen us. As the branches abide in the vine, you will give us strength so that we can be the spiritual leaders that you want us to be at home. And we can expect blessings from you as we obey. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit has spoken, and humbly we respond. 我们感谢天父，因为你的圣灵已经透过你的仆人对我们说话，我们愿意顺服回应。求你垂听我们同心祈祷，奉耶稣基督圣名。We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
请坐。